SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He's batting 1,000 so far. Donald Trump, who won Iowa, has scored a victory in New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary.
The former president thankful to clinch a second straight victory in his quest for the 2024 GOP nomination.
Thank you very much. We love you. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. We'll see you on the trail.
Rival Nikki Haley says that political pundits have it wrong if they think she has plans to drop out.
Well, I'm a fighter. And I'm scrappy.
Haley says she's come a long way since there were at one point 14 GOP candidates, and now it's down to her and Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
The next stop for the Republicans is Nevada. After that, it's on to South Carolina. GOP political analyst Gary Bauer warning Republicans against complacency in the face of multiple polls favoring Trump.
Polling is a snapshot. It can't be said often enough. And so even though right now in many of the polls, Donald Trump is opening up a lead, the amount of time between now and November is about five lifetimes in politics.
President Biden won the New Hampshire Democrat primary as a write-in candidate. Also at SRNnews.com, Iranian-backed militias in Iraq have been targeted by U.S. airstrikes. Several facilities were hit and follows repeated attacks on American forces in the region. In the words of Defense Secretary Austin, we are fully prepared to take further measures to protect our people and our facilities. Israeli forces battling Palestinian fighters near the main hospital in Gaza's second-largest city, Khan Yunis. Hundreds of patients, thousands of displaced people are trapped by the fighting. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 79 points. This is SRN News. The Canadian government wants to help teachers embrace the transgender agenda.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's administration has produced a toolkit designed to help public school staff learn about transgenderism. It begins by stating that the idea that there are only two genders, male and female, is, quote, a colonial and white supremacist structure rather than a natural or indisputable truth. It's not clear how many Canadian taxpayer dollars went into producing the document, which is nearly 100 pages long. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study reveals that almost 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors are still living across more than 90 countries. About half of them reside in Israel, while 18% live in Western Europe, 16 in the U.S., and 12 in countries of the former Soviet Union. The vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began, their median age 86. This is SRN News. A Russian has been sanctioned by Australia's government for his role in a cyber attack. It compromised the personal information of 10 million people.
In 2022, client data from Medibank, Australia's largest health insurer, was released by an extortionist. That after the company refused to pay a ransom. The government has now imposed its cyber sanction powers for the first time against Alexander Ermakov. That sanction makes it a criminal offense, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
eBay will be cutting about 1,000 jobs, roughly 9% of its full-time workforce. The eBay CEO says the company's number of employees and its costs have exceeded how much the business is growing in a sluggish economy. It is the latest tech company to roll out a series of layoffs. More details at SRNnews.com.